Good morning, it's Colby back with the River City Talks Sports Podcast for episode 2. This morning we got a lot of things to talk about, so let's get started right away. The first things I want to start talking about is the Cardinals' bats are getting it done. Offensively, the Cardinals have been just great. I think they're coming off another 10 plus run scoring game. They had another double digit hit game. Ivan Herrera had a 3-run double, which kind of opened up the floodgates. The final was 10-3 against Kansas City last night. It was a great thing to see people stepping up, like Jordan Walker. He was able to get an RBI last night, which I'm glad to see. He's starting to find his spot in the lineup. I really like to see the young guys, like, really settle in, like Ivan Herrera. I know he's not getting the starts that he wants at catcher. Pedro Pajes is getting most of the starts, but I think a few more games, and I think Ivan Herrera is slowly going to start to see that DH spot more, in which I fully agree, because Ivan Herrera, let's be real, Ivan Herrera is not the best catcher defensively, but he's a dog offensively. He hits very well. So it's great the Cardinals are continuing to put him in the lineup they trust him against right-handed hitters. But usually Alec Burleson will come in the DH. I mean, anyone they put there just works out, and that's a dream for a manager. Andre Pallante went 7 innings, 4 strikeouts, no walks, and only allowed 5 hits, which is great. The only really mistake that he made is he let up a 2-run home run he let up a solo shot, and then they balked in a run, which is a questionable call, but it was whatever. But he pitched a really great game. It was a very good game. 7 innings, and then Gordon Graceffo came in for 2 innings, and then he closed out the game, pitched the 8th and the 9th with a 10-3 lead. He allowed, I think, like a triple and then a sack fly or a base hit, so he's still young. He's gonna figure it out. Only 1 run, not bad. The starting rotation has been great for the Cardinals, and I think you can't ask for a better start to the season. They had a rough patch for a little bit when they played the Mets the first time, and then they got swept by Boston. I think they wish they had those series back, but for now, they're really starting to figure it out. They're having fun, too. They've won 10 of their last 11 games, so that's a very good sign for Ollie Marmol's club. Another thing that I want to talk about is Mason Wynn. There's rumors that Mason Wynn is on a trade proposal with the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay Rays have not a lot of depth at shortstop, so they're looking for a good young shortstop like Mason Wynn. But I think it's just stupid if the Cardinals even consider this trade. Mason Wynn has been nothing but great for the club, and I think he should be a St. Louis Cardinal his whole career. You could tell he's a one-of-a-kind defense. He's going to be a Gold Glove All-Star. His bat's starting to pick it up. So I think there's no way that you have to trade Mason Wynn. I think he is untouchable by the trade deadline, but we'll see. I really can't see them trading for him, but like I said, we'll see we'll see what happens. Next thing I want to talk about is the Cardinals' postseason chances as of right now. I could see them being a postseason team, but right now is the end of their time. The only thing that's I'm really seeing is stopping them is the Cubs being so good right now. And with the Cubs having a very easy May, they played 21 straight games with teams under 500 or were under 500. So it's going to be tough for the Cardinals, but it's a great sign for the Cardinals and their fans, and just to see that they are playing such great ball against the Phillies, the Mets, the Nationals, and then now the Royals. They scored 10 runs on them off Cole Reagans. Well, they scored like 5 off Cole. It was a great game. And then he had to leave. And then their bullpen has been very good for the Royals. So that kind of, it was great to see them kind of come in and destroy offensively. The Cardinals schedule coming up, I think it's going to be a tear, and it's going to be something to watch. They finish up this series Sunday at 12:30 against Kansas City, and then they come back home Tuesday for a game. They have a 3-game set against Detroit, which they have the best record in the MLB right now. That's going to be a good one, a good series to see. We will see Tarek Skubal in that matchup. So he's been a great pitcher for Detroit. Excited to see that. Victor Scott starting to cool off a little bit. He's had some tough pitching opponents, especially being from the left-handed. A lot of lefty versus lefty matchups recently. I think that's what's starting to cause him. Defensively, he did not have the best defensive night last night. He wasn't very good getting very good reads off the ball. He let a couple over his head, and I think that's something that we wouldn't see off Victor Scott a whole lot because he's such a great defensive guy. I think that's not something that you'd see a whole lot of from Victor. He's been absolutely consistent from opening day, offensively and defensively, and I think this is just a little bit of a cool spot for his career. He's young, it's only his second season, and he's gonna figure it out. But like I said, he's been facing a lot of tough lefties. Lefty versus lefty matchups are just hard, especially with a young player. But the defensive, I think he's gonna figure it out soon. Just a few bad games. And I'm not saying they're easy plays. I'm not sure any center fielder makes that, but he read the ball a little wrong. He took a couple steps wrong, and they were just balls that were smoked over his head. So I'm not saying that he dropped a routine pop-up or anything like that. They were hard-hit balls that not a lot of center fielders would even have a chance getting to. Wills Contreras on fire as of late. He had 3 hits last night. He had 2 doubles and an RBI single. That is great news. I can't stress how much enough that our Wills Contreras is picking it up, and he is picking it up all right. He's had career numbers against the Royals, and that continues. Contreras just, don't matter righty or lefty, he will come in and he will smack the ball. He's seeing it well. He's picking up the rotation. You could see at the start of the year, he couldn't pick up a slider darting out of the zone for anything. He was striking out so many times. He had like a .7 batting average, .70 batting average. Now he's up to like .300. He's hitting home runs. He's hitting doubles. He's hitting the ball everywhere on the field. So he's a threat every time he comes up. The pitching rotation as a squad has been absolutely phenomenal. So here's all the stats from our 5 starters. Sonny Gray is 4-1 as a starter with 4.50 ERA. Because of his bad outing in Philadelphia. Matthew Liberatore, he's 3-3 with 3.11 ERA. That's the lowest ERA from the Cardinals pitchers this season. And then Eric Fetty with a 3.44 ERA. Andre Pallante got the win last night. He's 4-2 with a 4.11 ERA. And then Miles Michaelis, the guy pitching today for St. Louis, he's 2-2 with a 4.35 ERA. And then the six-man rotation, the guy when they switch up six-man rotation, Steven Matz, or a long reliever, he's 2-1 as a starter with a 1.91 ERA. So that's the lowest as of a pitching. And then the middle reliever, the best pitcher on this club, I think. He has a 1.09 ERA with 1 win, 0 losses. Phil Maton, these are getting into the relievers, with has a 3.10 ERA. Ryan Helsley, 3 flat ERA. Gordon Graceffo, his ERA went back up to like 6 with, since he's not pitching a lot of innings. Judge Romero, he's starting to get his ERA back down. He's down to a 4.85. John King, 4.61. And Chris Roycraft, a 5.19. They sent Michael McGreevy back down to AAA for some reason. I don't know why. He had a 0 ERA coming in. But the Cardinals pitching has been very good for the St. Louis staff. Show Me State Showdown, Game 1. I think great results for St. Louis. They had lots of hits, lots of everything. Lots of hits, lots of runs. You've seen that on the scoreboard. It was a 10-3 game. I had a fun time watching it. It was a very entertaining game. And I would have watched it again. The Cardinals jumped off to an early lead in the first with a 1-0, and then they had a 3-0 lead in the fourth inning, and then the sixth inning is where they really scored with 4 runs. They had 13 hits. It was very, very fun game to watch. Today on the mound, Miles Michaelis for St. Louis. They play a 6-10. On FanDuel, if you are a Cardinals fan, you'll be watching that tonight. It's going to be a fun one. They're going to wear their Saturday blue. It's but all I can say is if they continue to play this ball, they're going to have a very good series, and they're going to have a happy flight home back to St. Louis. And to wrap up this episode, my hot takes. My hot take is still that Jordan Walker needs to go back to the AAA. I'm slowly starting to lean towards he's figuring it out, like I said earlier in the video or the episode, but he's just still so inconsistent. His defense obviously starting to step it up, but offensively, he's striking out twice a game, and I just don't think it's good for him. I think, like I said, a week in AAA, figure it out offensively, depending on how he's doing, gets called back up, and he's kind of starting to figure it out. But right now, I just can't see him being productive for the team. I understand that hitting ball is hard, but he is down to like a 150 average, which is not good. It's not good. Hopefully, Miles Michaelis can get the win tonight. He can pitch a great game. Hopefully, the bats can stay hot for St. Louis. They're having fun. You can look at the dugout. They're just a great morale team. With that being said, though, that's going to wrap up today's episode. It was cut short a little bit. we're sitting around 15 minutes. Sorry, like I said, sorry for the wait. If you listen to this right now, go follow all my socials, River City Talks Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Post daily episodes, clips, and more there. With that being said, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And go Birds.